U.S. beef exports to South Korea have been surging, and in 2016, U.S. exports to Korea broke the $1 billion mark for the first time ever. Now the U.S. industry has received a further boost from one of the largest sellers of beef in Korea, Costco. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region, has more details in this USMEF report.
Many remember the extreme challenges U.S. beef faced following its re-entry into Korea just short of 10 years ago, when hundreds of thousands of Koreans took to the streets to protest against U.S. beef imports. Over the last 10 years, and account by account, the U.S. has clawed its way back, helped by significant U.S. beef industry investment in a succession of campaigns that have helped restore consumer confidence. Another major milestone was reached when iconic imported beef retailer Costco initiated a changeover of its beef cases in its dozen-plus stores from Australian to U.S. chilled beef. The displacement of Australian product will likely translate into over 30 million pounds of new U.S. beef business this year, but more importantly, will signal to remaining hangouts that Korean consumers are over their once deep-seated phobia of U.S. beef.
Dan Hallstrom, USMEF Senior Vice President for Marketing, has more details on the items Korean consumers will find at Costco.
In a lot of places overseas, but especially in Korea, the imaging of Costco as it relates to food products and specifically beef, they're sort of the gold standard. And we've been working hard as an industry, USMEF as well as industry players, to get back in there. And we've had some business back, mainly on the frozen side, but the marquee items are the chilled beef items in Costco. Things like short ribs and chuck rolls and middle meats, things like this. And finally, we've got that chilled section of the case back.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.